This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, July 23rd. God's word to you today is Source versus Outlet. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Corinthians 12, verse 4, and it says, "There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all." Verse 11 says, "It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have." You and I did not choose or have any control over the things we were born with. Why then should anyone be arrogant because of good looks? What if you wake up one day and you're no longer good looking? What are you going to do? Stop rejecting it and actually think about it. We do not have control over these things. How many people determined how tall or how short they would be? How many people determined the families they would be born into? So many things in our lives are just by the sheer grace of God. While there is nothing wrong with finding pleasure in these things, it should not lead to arrogance. It is by God's grace that you are in a position to render help to others. You are not better than them, and this should actually make you humble. Wealth makes people arrogant. Access makes people arrogant. Spirituality makes people arrogant. Unfortunately, some people are spiritually proud. Arrogance is a horrible thing. The story is told of Brother Sam, who was really anointed. God used him to raise at least 4 people that were confirmed dead back to life. He was a stark illiterate and could not speak English. He was invited to a university to speak. When he got there, he was going to tell them that he could not speak English, but he felt he was speaking in tongues. And as he was doing that, the front became filled with people who were weeping and repenting of their sins. At the end, he was curious to find out what happened, and he was told that he was actually speaking English. This is a true story. But it got to a point that when it came time for service, Brother Sam would arrogantly say, "Who is the person preaching? How many dead people has he raised?" When it is time for life group meetings, he would ask very arrogantly, "Who is the life group leader?" I'm not sure if Brother Sam is still alive, but the last I heard of him, he was walking in the streets as a lunatic. Arrogance cannot take anybody anywhere. So what if you are spiritual? What do you have that is not from God? God will deliver pastors from pride. Say amen. We need God's help because it is so easy to have a chip on your shoulder, and heaven will have to make such a person eat grass for a period just so that they know there is a God in heaven. John puts it this way in John 3:27. "No one can receive anything unless God gives it from heaven. If you have the word of knowledge, it is given from heaven. Why should you be proud for what you did not create?" It just does not make sense. Let us pray. Father, create in me a clean heart. Let my life be completely void of pride, and help me walk worthy of your calling and every gift you have given me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.